inch because we need more rain. Tonight, there'll be thunderstorms before 3, and tomorrow morning, a chance before 8 o'clock. And then it will start to clear out for Saturday, when it will be sunny, high of 79.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Woodenberry and Jim Thatch. We have a special guest in the studio today, and I'll introduce to you in a moment. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, the summer reading clubs for kids and adults are underway at HCL. We'll tell you how to get in on all the fun. It's less than a month until our first outdoor summer concert of 2019. We have the full schedule for you so you can save the dates. Jennifer says, always give 100% unless you're donating blood. Exhibits at ACL and NCB, special summer performances for children, trivia, and much more in today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Why don't you introduce our guests to our listening audience?
And our viewing audience.
Oh, that's right. We were streaming on Facebook today. Two of the three of us are visible. I'm not invisible, I'm just off camera.
So we'd like to welcome Tori from Inner Truth Hypnotherapy and Meditation.
Yes, thank you.
And Tori is going to start a show in September.
Yeah. Looking forward to it, and thank you for allowing me to sit in with you and watch your show.
You're welcome. We're glad to have you.
Jennifer usually plays an obscure song at the beginning of the show, Tori. What is our obscure song for today, Jennifer?
It is Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag.
And why?
I'm going to play three songs this morning. Behind.
And they have something in common?
They do. They are...
Oh, wait. We have to guess the common theme?
World War One? You will not guess the common theme.
Are you sure about that?
100%.
Maybe Tori will get the common theme.
No, she will not.
How do you know?
Yes. They are it's for Miss Betty, in memory of Miss Betty, who died on Tuesday evening.
I'm sorry, who's Miss Betty?
Miss Betty. Miss Betty was a woman that my friend Morgan cared for the last 3 years.
And these are three of her favorite songs?
Morgan made a playlist for Miss Betty.
Here's another thing Tori seems to know. Jennifer will just bring up obscure things about her life that have nothing to do with the library. But in memoriam for Betty, we'll do this for her.
Of course we will, because I'm in charge of the music.
Okay, so we've got a lot to talk about. Tori, is your business, is it located in Flemington?
It is located in
Okay, and how long have you been there?
So I've been doing it, and I've had brick and mortars on and off. I've been doing it part-time and you know, also full-time, depending on the time of my life. When my daughter went to college about 7 years ago, I decided to open up an interior design firm, and it was a lot of fun, and I did do that. I was able to do that, but I just decided that, you know what, I'm okay and done with it, because I work about 18 hours a day.
Oh, well, there you go.
I have to say it was a lot of fun. My customers were great. But I'm actually transitioning, so my meditation center is actually going to be exactly where my showroom was, which is in Huntington Hills Plaza. That's in Lebanon, and it's 1386 Route 22, Lebanon, New Jersey. And I am officially open.
Very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Song two Jennifer's playing is Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Yes.
Did Morgan request these three songs?
I asked her for a song to play for Betty, and she couldn't decide.
Oh, okay.
The three, she...
Are we playing the whole song?
I am.
Okay, the summer reading clubs are in high gear. We just had the Youth Services blast-off party on Tuesday or Wednesday? That was Tuesday. And what did you check in on, Jennifer? What happened that day? I saw the library was packed.
Quite honestly,
with some of our younger residents.
I did not realize there was a program going on in the meeting room. I saw that the children making crafts.
Not very assistant directorly of you.
The director didn't know either. We were walking around and we're like, oh, look at all the kids in the lobby doing the crafts. And you could not tell there was a program in the meeting room. We didn't know what it was. I'm looking at the flyer, we couldn't tell.
That's not that's not sending a good message to Tori that the head doesn't know what the body's doing.
The body didn't do the PR for a while. Let's leave it at that.
So the Summer Reading Club is a popular thing we do every summer, Tori, for kids and teens. They read books, and they receive prizes for as many books as they read if they need someone to help them read books. Right, Jennifer? There's separate things, and if read-alone books.
Correct.
If you read 10 books, you get a
prize. Read to me and read alone.
And then they have special performances throughout the year, which Jennifer is about to tell us about, at the North County Branch Library and the Hunterdon County Library. What will they be, Jennifer?
What will they be? How about giving me
I can bring them up if you don't have them.
I don't have them. Wait, let me get them. I can get them right here. Summer Reading Kids Events, updated.
And I'm really far away from the microphone. They don't have them on the website.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, Jim.
So moving on, if you want to know what kids' special performances we have, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us.
Found them. We have Up, Up, and Away into Space with Mad Science, Rizzo's Reptiles, Quiver Farms, which is an outdoor petting zoo, Unbelievable Magic, Family Stages presents Toad's Escape, which is two performers, and they'll be doing a scene from The Wind in the Willows, and Science Tellers presents Aliens. You have to be the age on the flyer to attend. Adults and children have to register online, except for the Quiver Farm. Adult attendance is optional. Children under the noted age will not be admitted, nor will babies and or strollers, except to the farm. And you can find out about all the information on hclibrary.us or call the library 788-1432 or the North County 730-6834.
And we also have special summer programs for teens and tweens. Is that correct, Jennifer?
That is correct. And you're going to want me to find that, too.
That would be nice.
You're putting me through the ringer today, Jim.
The Hunterdon County Library is in the process of making a new webpage. We were at a meeting yesterday. It's very close to launching. We'll have a new kids and teens page coming to you. You're worrying about the Temptations. See, this is what I got to deal with, Tori, every week.
Go do stuff. So there are. They have. Let's see. We're having Pause to Read. Learn about Pause to Read. Pokemon Night. Team advisory groups on the chess.
So Pause to Read, Tori, is our, we have a program where we bring in therapy dogs to the library, and then kids come in and they read to them, like small children, kind of get over the fear for dogs, and just, it's a very popular program. We do it at all three branches now.
We are also having some tween programs. We're having the Pearl Observatory Star Lab, Drop-In Crafternoon, Owls of Houston.
Because the theme of the Summer Reading Club is what?
The Universe of Reading. We're having a STEAM Lego and Art program, Making Space for Pollinators, Art with Amber, Hope's Promise Miniature Therapy Horse, Pokemon Card Trading Night, There will be some make it and take it crafts. There will be some summer STEM programs at the North County Branch. Library Marshmallow Solar Oven Challenge, Parachute Design.
What's a STEM program, Jennifer?
It is science, technology, engineering, and math. Hovering on a cushion of air, water filtration challenge, planetary pasta voters, micro observatory with NASA, and deep space antennas. And also at the South County Branch Library, we'll be having Pause to Read, and some clean summer programs, Stardust Play-Dohs, and the Sun, Colors of Light, and the Internet. And all of this can be found on our website, again, hclibrary.us.
And quickly before our first commercial break, we also have a summer reading club for adults. Why should the kids have all the fun? This year, the theme, like the kids, is a universe of stories. The club started Memorial Day, but you can join anytime by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on our homepage. Click on that, and then you can sign up to join the adult summer reading club. You can win gift cards. They have a grand prize, and then they have an end-of-the-year party on August 29th, 2019. A lot of people, if you want to find a book that you want to read over the summer, there's a blog, and people review books. So that's probably one of the best features of the Adult Reading Club. If you're looking for something to read, go on their blog, and all these free reviews, Jennifer herself, though they're quite wordy, has some reviews for people as well.
And if you want some more book recommendations, our old pals at our long-time pals at Library Love Fest, because they're quite young, did presentations at Princeton Public Library, Philadelphia Public Library, and Baltimore Public Library about the upcoming books, and you can see them on Facebook. Just search Library Love Fest, and their videos are up there.
Okay, we're going to go to our first commercial break. Tori, I think you're going to like what we're going to do after the break. It's called Today in History. It's a little participation game we play. We'll be back right after these messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch.
Disembodied voice.
Jennifer and Tori, we are streaming online. You can see Tori and Jennifer. And I'm off in the wings. I'm having a bad hair day, so decided not to be on camera. So it's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer and today Tori, and of course you at home or wherever you are, questions about events that happened on this date. Today is June 20th. I'll ask you events that happened on June 20th in years past and also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on June 20th and see if you know who they are just by hearing their name. We don't have much today, but we'll see how we do. Let's go back to June 20th, 1840. Samuel Morse receives a patent for what on this date? What did he get a patent for? Tori, any idea? Jennifer?
I'm going to say the telegraph, and you're going to tell me I'm wrong.
Why would I tell you you're wrong? Because telegraph is correct.
So it is.
Morse code.
Yeah, but I figured he had some more obscure.
Okay, in 1893, Lizzie Borden was in the news. Why was Lizzie Borden in the news on this date? Anyone?
You look like you know. She, Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her father 40 whacks. When she was three, she gave her mother 42. She was she arrested or was she...
41, Jennifer. When she saw what she had done, she gave her mother 41. You got to rhyme.
I rhymed through and two.
That was on this day.
No, that was not on this day. Lizzie Borden was acquitted.
I was just going to say she was acquitted on this
day. Of the murders of her father and stepmother. Most people think because of that poem that Lizzie Borden killed her father and stepmother. She didn't kill him, Jennifer. She was
not.
Acquitted
no,
of
was
the crimes.
And we there was a
they
novel.
Don't know who did it. I think it's still an unsolved mystery, a cold case, if you will.
There was a novel last year about Lizzie Borden, written about Lizzie Borden.
There was.
There was.
Did you read it?
I actually have a lapel pin.
Is this your book review? You have a lapel pin with Lizzie Borden on it?
It's the axe. It is See What I Have Done. Oh, it's older than that.
Tori's going to come away from this radio show
when
scratching her
father
head.
Father and stepmother
like
are
I do most
brutally murdered. Lizzie Borden, 32 years old, is still living at home, becomes a suspect. So this is about the members of the Borden household tell their own stories.
Is this your book review for this show?
It sure is. It is by Sarah Schmidt, and it's from 2017. And it is checked in at Headquarters North Carolina.
So we have it in our collection?
We sure do.
So we often talk about books and things that you can borrow from the Huntington County Library. You can borrow things online. People at home on their computer listening may or may not be reserving the Lizzie Borden book.
As we speak.
Okay, 1972, Jennifer, some Watergate scandal trivia. A gap appears in the tape recording of conversations between U.S. President Nixon and advisors regarding the recent arrests of operatives while breaking into the Watergate complex. Within 5 minutes either way, how long was the gap in the tape, the famous gap in the Watergate tape?
3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 3 minutes.
18 and 1/2 minutes.
Wow. Long.
That's a long gap, Jennifer. 3 minutes, maybe they might not have missed 3 minutes. 18 and a half, I think, was glaring. Okay, and then big news at the theaters in 1975. What blockbuster? Actually, the first movie known as a summer blockbuster was released on this date in 1975.
Have we quoted from this movie frequently?
Probably many times.
Jaws.
Jaws is correct.
Which is a lead-in. We forgot to congratulate one of our former number one listeners, Jay Torchio. His son graduated from eighth grade.
Oh, today?
I guess yesterday.
Are you still stalking him?
I am.
Jay,
and his son is Brody, named after the captain.
Used to be one of our loyal listeners.
He was our only loyal listener until he got another job.
Jennifer stalked him right off the airways.
That happened today.
Okay.
Oh. So today was my senior prom.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
And
well, happy birthday.
On the same day.
How nice.
June 20th.
That's why I remember my senior prom, I bet.
We were going through, when did you graduate from high school? I don't remember. And it's my best friend's son's birthday, too, so she remembers.
I should think, I cannot remember one thing I've ever done on June 20th in years past. I'm sure something eventful must have happened. Well, I know... June 20th, 1975, I stopped going in the ocean for at least 2 years because of the movie Jaws.
Did you see there was a great white off on the in the Manasquan Inlet?
Is there? Was
this
there?
This week it's probably still there. Some fishermen were fishing and caught it.
That movie freaked me out. I probably shouldn't have seen it. I was only I 11 years old. No, I was. Yes, I was 11. 10. I was 10 years old.
Okay. I was doing how old I was.
I was 10 in 1975. And I went to see Jaws. My parents, what irresponsible parenting that was to let me see Jaws.
Fern and Ray.
At
I know
age
you did,
10.
We know you did your best, Fern and Ray, but he's a loose cannon.
Okay, people that were born on 1909. Tori, I just need, if you know anything about this person, just tell me. Errol Flynn. Do you remember the name Errol Flynn?
Oh, boy, I'm so terrible at trivia.
Anything. What was his profession? Jennifer, do you know?
He was a silent movie actor.
He was? Just give me one movie. What was his most famous role?
Was he Zorro? No.
No. Mm. He played Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
1925, Audie Murphy. Jennifer's husband is a big buff of this.
Yeah, he was a military. And the Audie Murphy story was a movie.
Yes.
He won a Purple Heart.
Not just Purple Heart. I think he won every available medal there was. He's the
most decorated soldier. And there was a movie about him. I wonder if we have.
Then he became an actor, and I believe he played himself in the movies.
Yes, he did.
1933, Danny Aiello was born.
Oh, how funny. I answered this trivia question for Richard G. on WDVR when he used to do.
Okay.
Like, I had to name. Brian got it. He's an actor. Couldn't tell you one thing he's in. Like,
Can't tell me any movies Danny Aiello is in.
Goodfellas, something like that?
No. But he was an Italian American actor.
Yeah, I know.
Moonstruck?
Oh, yeah, with Cher. I saw that. Yeah.
1942, Brian Wilson was born.
The Beach Boys.
Correct.
Brian Wilson. That's Jim's. The Beach Boys, Bruce, and the Beatles.
Brian Wilson was the genius behind, he wrote all of the Beach Boys songs before. He kind of lost his mind. The movie Love and Mercy, which we have in our DVD collection at the Huntington County Library. I highly recommend renting if you want to learn all about Brian Wilson. 1946, Bob Vila.
Can I just say we also have the To Hell and Back, the Audie Murphy story on DVD and in book format at the library.
Very good.
Bob Vila was, what's his name from PBS? He did This Old House.
That is correct.
That's probably the only thing I would know.
Oh, how about 1949, Lionel Richie was born. Lionel Richie, Tori. Who's Lionel Richie?
He's a singer, songwriter.
Yes. Can you name one song he sang?
Oh, geez. Okay. If I hear them, I can.
Yeah, or his band, The Commodores.
Oh, yes.
What song was that?
Long.
All Night Long was the first one you came up with? That is correct. And I only have one person who died on June 20th. In 1947, Bugsy Siegel.
I don't even know who that is.
He was a gangster.
He was a gangster.
I wouldn't name him Bugsy.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you specifically what he did.
Bugsy Siegel, actually the character of Mo Green in The Godfather was based on Bugsy Siegel. Bugsy Siegel was killed by when he got shot in the eye, much like Mo Green. But he was the one of the driving forces behind creating Las Vegas. I believe he opened the first hotel. I'm sure it was a very above boards enterprise when he ran it. So that's today in history. It's 11:26. Jim Gunnell will be in about a half hour with his show, Taking Care of Business, advice for all you small business owners. Let's touch on what exhibits we have at the library in the month of June. Jennifer, we have a lot going at the Hunterdon County Library. The Hunterdon County Watercolor Society's annual member show is on display in our main gallery. Some of the best watercolorists in the area. You don't want to miss that one.
Nor do you want to miss what's in the lobby at the main gallery.
In the lobby of the main gallery.
Showcases in the main gallery.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
And the homeschoolers, I forget where they're from, Delaware Township?
No, they're from Pennsylvania. They're like the Delaware Valley Homeschoolers.
Delaware Valley Homeschoolers Society or something. I've made these complicated architectural models of famous buildings. And they're on display in our lobby as well, so you don't want to miss them. They'll be probably through mid-July or so. And then on the lobby cases, of course, another unnamed local artist has put his work in there.
Let's see. Who could that be? There's pictures of Hunterdon County. There's horse racing pictures and Vermont.
And pictures of Vermont. Yes, they're pictures that I drew over my years.
Are they pen and ink?
They are colored pencil drawings.
Very nice.
So, yeah, a little nepotism going on at the Hunterdon County Library during the month of June as I'm displaying and promoting my own work. And then in June at the North County Branch Library, they just have one display. It's Listen to the Animals, watercolors by Karen Peters and Dave Peters. Have you been up there to see those?
I'm going tomorrow morning for a commission meeting, yes.
Okay, let me know how they go.
Okay.
An alert that the library is now closed on Sundays, correct, Jennifer, over the
summer?
It is
correct. We will reopen the Sunday after Labor Day.
Sunday after Labor Day, we open again, and we're closed on Thursday, July 4th?
We are.
Any other days around? We don't get Friday off, too?
No. Some of us work Saturday, too.
Why don't we talk to the boss and get a
Because then those of us
Friday
who come
off
in Saturday would complain.
Really?
Yes.
That's not very patriotic of you.
No, because then, you know, forget it. No, we are not.
Okay, Jennifer, we have some other library news you want to address. We have some more trivia to play later. I want to talk about the summer concert series.
All right, well, you talk about it, because I brought something that I don't really quite know how I would turn it into trivia. It was just entertaining.
We play a lot of trivia for it because we promote knowledge at the Hunterdon County Library.
Yeah, and some people at the library call it I'm Smarter Than You. When we play it. That's our segment.
Well, I fully admit that you're smarter than me.
I don't
me.
Think so. But thank you for saying.
But our annual summer concert series, so Tori, every month during spring, fall, and winter, we have two concerts per month at the Hunterdon County Library, funded by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, funded by a grant by the Cultural and Heritage Commission of Hunterdon County Library, and then by our budget itself. But in the summer, we have an outdoor concert series. We have a nice stage on the side of the library, and we do outdoor shows at the main library and at the North County Branch Library. It's sponsored, of course, by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, and we ask people to bring a blanket or chair and like a picnic dinner and spend a nice summer evening with us. So the schedule this year, we kick things off on Wednesday, July 17th. All the shows start at 6:30 p.m. because the sun usually drops around 8:30 or so, and we got to
play fast.
Get those people out before there's any accidents, because there's no really any lights over by the side. It's got a nice gentle sloping hill going into the stage right on the side of the building. Perfect place for a concert. Perfect place to see the Summer Swing Orchestra on Wednesday, July 17th at 6:30 p.m. They'll play big band hits of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. And then the next Wednesday, July 24th, we go up to the North County Branch Library. They have they don't really have a stage per se.
No, but they've got a nice
area. Nice grove of trees where they said the bands can set up, and then they got lots more shade than we have at
Yeah, because if we don't time it right, the band plays right into the setting sun.
Which is nice, too.
Blinding the band
more. Wednesday, July 24th, the Red Oak Country Boys will be performing at the North County Branch Library, featuring tunes from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, such as by stars such as Hank Williams, Roy Acuff, Johnny Cash, Marty Robbins, Hank Snow, and George Jones, when they were the kings of country music. And then if you love country music, well, then come back to the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, July 31st, due south. They started playing for us last year for our summer concert series. They play new country and classic rock. Artists such as Brooks and Dunn, Keith Urban, Patsy Cline, The Eagles, and more. They were just on. Is that your type of music, Tori? What type of music do you like?
I like classic rock.
Classic rock?
I like Christian contemporary. I like different music.
So they're an excellent band. All these bands are excellent. Wednesday, August 7th, we're back to the North County Branch for Nabodash. Their celebration of Celtic music. Jennifer, is it Celtic music or Celtic?
Celtic. It depends who's saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Boston team is the Celtics.
Yeah, I know. And it's, but I when you're know. Describing the music, is it Celtic or the...
I think more people say Celtic than...
Yeah, most people say Celtic, but I think it's either or.
Using a mix of instruments, including the Beaudron, fifes, whistles, violin, fiddle, and vocals, they will get all who listen into the spirit of Irish music. And then we wrap it all up on Wednesday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. with Rave On. That's the music of Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and other classic early rock and roll songs and artists. Rave On's show is always a crowd pleaser. And that's true. People absolutely love this band.
Yes. And in standard English, it is K with it is hard K. Celtic.
Except Celtic?
There's a sports team in Britain that's Celtic and the Boston Celtics. But it is traditionally with a hard K.
Okay. Did you want to do your thing?
I can do my thing. It's kind of, I don't know, you're going to make fun of it. So I just ran across this. I thought it was really interesting. 21
does
words.
Does it have to do with the library or does it have
yeah,
to
well,
do
yeah.
with Morgan?
No.
Okay.
You were so mean.
I'm not so mean.
She might be listening, you know. 21 words and phrases you probably didn't realize Shakespeare invented.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was kind of neat.
This is going to be impossible.
Well, no, that's why I'm not going. Because a lot of people think, oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive with Shakespeare. And it, in fact, was not. It was in a poem, Marmion, by Sir Walter Scott.
Okay.
So why are you saying it like that?
I don't know. Like
that was like one of my first reference questions.
Oh, why tangled web we weave? Mm-hmm. Do you weave tangled webs?
So in Macbeth, Act 2, Scene 2, here's a knocking...
Outdamned spot.
Here's a knocking indeed. If a man were a porter of Hellgate, he should have old turning the key. Knock, knock, knock. Who's there?
Avon lady.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Oh, who?
Like,
knock, knock. Who's there? I don't know the joke.
No.
Is this a knock, knock joke?
No, no, no. That's the phrase came from Macbeth.
Oh, oh. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first time the words knock, knock, who's there
the
were ever uttered?
That somebody can find, yes.
Oh, at least written.
Yes. When hempen homespuns, have we swaggering here? So near the cradle
but
of
Shakespeare
the
did
queen.
Write that then.
Yes.
Oh.
A Midsummer Night's Dream, Act 3, Scene 1, swagger. It was the first time they can find the word swagger.
Okay.
And Midsummer is... June 23rd into June 24th.
That was
in case
the first time we heard
wondering.
The word midsummer.
No. from King John, Act 5, Scene 7. Ah, marry now, my soul hath elbow room. Elbow room.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Hamlet, Act 5, Scene 1. Nay, and thou mouth, I'll rant as thou will that as thou. Rant.
I was going to say nay.
And then Macbeth again, Act 4, Scene 3. He has no children, all my pretty ones, which I bet that's the first time that phrase was used. Did you ever say all? Oh, hell kite, all? What, all my pretty chickens and their dam at one fell swoop?
Hell kite?
At one fell swoop.
Oh.
But I'm willing
what's
to...
What's hell kite?
I'm willing to bet all my pretty ones, too. King John, Act 2, Scene 1. Here's a large mouth indeed that spirit spits forth death and mountains, rocks and seas, talks as familiarly of roaring lions as maids of 13 do of puppy dogs.
What?
Puppy dogs.
Puppy dogs?
Puppy dogs.
Puppy dogs.
Okay.
Henry VIII in the prologue.
Puppies weren't called puppies before Shakespeare?
The phrase puppy dog.
Young dogs weren't called puppies.
The phrase puppy dog was not used before that.
No, wait a minute. I don't believe that. Puppies were always called puppies.
Therefore, for goodness sake, and as you are known, the first and happiest hearers of the town, for goodness sake.
Okay.
From Cymbeline, Act 1, Scene 4. Your hand, a covenant. We will have these things set down by lawful counsel and straightway for Britain, lest the bargain should catch a cold and starve.
Catch a cold was the first
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Catch a cold, she pretty much like made us know that's it.
Yep. Troilus and Cressida, Act 3, Scene 3. For time is like a fashionable host that slightly shakes his parting guest by the hand. Fashionable.
Fashionable.
This, I thought, was from Macbeth. I didn't realize. I forgot it was from As You Like It, Act Two. At first, the infant mewling and puking in the nurse's arms.
Puking.
That was the first time puking shows. The Taming of the Shrew, Act One. If it be so, sir, that you are the man must steed us all and me among the rest, and if you break the ice and do this feat, achieve the elder, set the younger free for our access. Break the ice. You're losing interest, aren't you?
No, go
ahead. I'll skip around. I will do one more.
Go ahead.
From Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 4. I must be cruel only to be kind. Thus bad begins and worse remains behind.
Nick Lowe came up with that. Cruel to be kind?
But he... Yeah. from Hamlet.
That's probably where he got it from.
And finally, A Good Riddance is from Troilus and Cressida, Act 2, Scene 1.
And
good riddance.
Jim would say good riddance to this. I try, Jim.
That is. See, that's why you're smarter than me.
I just found it interesting.
My brain can't grasp things like this. Yes. That's why you just proved it to our listening audience. Okay, museum passes. We haven't talked about this in a while, Jennifer. Our museum pass program. So, Tori, we have museum passes that you can borrow like books. You can. We have six museums that you come in, you get passes up to six people, and visit these museums for free. Tell me if you've been to any of these museums. Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton. That's probably our most popular one.
And the extra deal about Grounds for Sculpture is if you buy tickets through them, you have to get time tickets. If you get a library pass, you can go whenever. You can go on that day at any time. You don't have to have a time ticket.
So you can get one pass for up to four people, and a ticket to Grounds for Sculpture is probably $15 to $20 to get in?
It's over $20 now, yeah.
It's over $20? So that's $80. That pays for your library tax if you borrow this pass one time.
Yes.
The American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
Nice.
We have free general admission for two people. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. That's the battleship or the aircraft carrier. Is it an aircraft carrier?
It's an aircraft carrier.
That's in PA, right?
No, it's on the Hudson River.
The Hudson River in Manhattan?
No, the East River.
The East River?
Yeah, it's in the East River.
I thought Sully landed in the Hudson. Isn't the Intrepid on the Hudson?
No, it's on the east side.
West 46th Street. That sounds like the east side to me.
Yeah,
oh, you're right. You're right, the Hudson River side.
The Morvan Museum and Garden in Princeton. Four passes, children under 6th Street. The Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia. That's a museum that housed notorious criminals. And I believe they do a big Halloween haunted prison or something like that.
They do.
And then the Hunter and Art Museum up in Clinton. One pass, and it's for adults and children under 12 are free. So this has been a very popular program. Jennifer, if Tori wanted to reserve one of these passes, how would she do it?
She would go to our website, hclibrary.us, and under services, click on museum passes. And then if there was a specific museum you wanted to go to, you would click on by museum. If there was a date, you would click on date, and then it would take you to a calendar. But by museum is probably the easiest. So, for instance, if you wanted to go Grounds for Sculpture, you would click on Grounds for Sculpture, and it would take you to the calendar, and you would see all the dates except for today, next Thursday, next Friday, and then not again until the last week in August are blocked out.
And anyone with a Hunterdon County Library Club from any library can use that.
Correct.
That is correct.
Except for Flemington, Milford, and Lambertville, because they're not part of our system.
But we digress. The Friday Morning Book Group. The Hunterdon County Library. The next session is Friday, June 28th, the week from tomorrow. They'll be reading, they'll be discussing the book, The Story of Land and Sea. Jennifer, did you read that?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
Oh, I'm shocked. You always, usually, can't stump you. Jennifer can read a book in maybe, how long, Jennifer, does it take you to read a book?
I could do it in a good Sunday.
So you can read a book in a day and retain it, actually. So that even that right there proves you're smarter. I don't think I've finished a book in 25 years.
No, yes, you have.
No. So The Story of Land and Sea by Katie Simpson Smith. Others coming up in this series for the Friday Morning Book Group are Frankenstein. I'm sure you read that one, Jennifer.
Yes.
And Pachinko. Did you read that one?
I did not.
Do you know what it is? That's okay.
No.
So the Friday Morning Book Group, all these events and programs and clubs that Jennifer and I are talking about are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. So if you want further information or anything other news about the Huntington County Library, just go to our webpage. That's the quick and easy way to do it.
Can we talk about the book South County is reading on July 16th?
Why? Because you read it.
No, it's The Goldfinch, and there's a movie coming out this fall about it.
Okay.
It's by Donna Tartt. And it's the story of a young boy in New York City who miraculously survives an accident that takes the life of his mother. And he is alone and abandoned by his father. He is taken in by a family friend and struggles to make sense of his new life.
Why is it called The Goldfinch? Does he befriend a goldfinch or something?
No, I think it's a metaphor. I would say a metaphor.
So like To Kill a Mockingbird?
Sort of, yes.
Very good. All right, one more quick last thing before our last commercial break, Jennifer. Did you forget about that?
I did not, Jim.
The Huntington County Library Bookmobile is headed your way. We have some new stops for the Huntington County Bookmobile. On Tuesdays, you can go to the Huntington County Arboretum from between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. and visit the Huntington County Bookmobile. On Thursdays, between 1:45 and 3:45, find us at the Bloomsbury Firehouse on Brunswick Avenue in Bloomsbury, New Jersey. And then on Fridays, between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., we're at the Prowlsville Mills. Is the Prowlsville Mills, are they like open? Are they operational? What is there?
No, they have an art gallery. Remember we talked about they have a horse art show right now? It's gallery
like a
space.
Gallery?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it can be reserved for events and venues.
So that's the Huntington County Library. Look for the snappy blue and gold truck.
Jim Design.
Traveling throughout the county. Okay, so we're going to go to our last commercial break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntingtonhealthcare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is in the corner. And we are sitting with Tori, who
is... Reminder, we are streaming on Facebook. Jennifer, so will this link be on our webpage at some point?
It's actually on our webpage right now.
It is?
Yeah, Amy just shared it.
Oh, very good. It's a smile, wave, or something. Is there a delay? Let's see.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay.
You still haven't waved. There's quite the delay. Oh, my God. 15 seconds.
Just in case.
So is the voices 15 seconds delayed too? Mm-hmm. How does that work?
I don't know. It's above my pay grade.
So one other thing, Jim Gano coming in shortly, small businesses. If you are a small business owner and tuned in a little early for Jim's show, every September the Huntington County Library has discounts with your library card. We partner with small businesses in the county. They offer discounts to anyone that show their library card, and then we help promote them. We make a brochure, we make signs, and we help promote local businesses.
Right. So if you wanted to offer like a free session or buy three sessions, get one free, we would do all the advertising for you, and people would just show their library card.
To receive that discount and get your name out there
right.
a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's been growing every year. Last year we had probably the most businesses we've had participate.
And Jim is one of our inaugural members, Jim Gano.
Yes, and, he does it every year.
And every year he'll be like, I didn't get anybody, but I got all this free advertising.
But last year he got.
Last year he got.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah.
yeah.
So yeah. it's been growing every year. Yeah. So that's discounts with your library card. We'll be talking about that probably ad nauseum starting in July.
July. And we just tentatively set December 3rd for the gingerbread reception.
Okay.
So the gingerbread.
We have a gingerbread competition every December. We have a photography show every October. So news about that will be coming up. I'm starting to schedule our fall concerts. Fred Miller will be adding a concert to his afternoon concert series for the spring and for the fall.
Oh, good.
He's giving us a matching grant for those extra shows.
Nice.
Still don't quite know how it's working. But
that's good.
We're getting an extra show. Fred Miller plays old music from old musicals and from the 40s and 50s for our senior patrons, and they just love it. They absolutely love him.
And I just booked a program for October, Haunted Halloween, Kevin Weiss, who has done several different presentations for us. And one in December, he's going to talk about Christmas traditions.
Cool. What's the date on that one?
That one's December 3rd, which is why I thought it would be good to have it on the gingerbread day.
Gotcha. I'm a little bit behind. Okay, we have about
seven minutes
left. Let's just wrap it up with a few trivia questions. Let's see. I have a couple themed ones for you. I have some general. Let's do some theme trivia, Jennifer.
Okay,
Jennifer. And Tori, I'm in a New Jersey state of mind. All of these answers contain the name of a New Jersey county. You guys are both from New Jersey, so this should be easy for you. All of these answers contain the name of a New Jersey county. What company makes Marlboro cigarettes?
Winston-Salem.
Incorrect.
Really?
Philip Morris.
Philip Morris.
Philip Morris.
From Morris County.
What is the name of the fictional blue diamond in the movie Titanic?
Pass.
That woman throws in.
I never saw Titanic, Jim. Will.
You never saw the movie Titanic?
Take me to task for this.
It was called The Heart of the Ocean.
Ocean County?
Yes. What is the name of the pass through the Appalachian Mountains that was an important part of the Wilderness Road during colonial times? Daniel Boone used to lead people through it to get to Kentucky and
I know.
Parts west. Very important.
I'm going through the counties.
Nope. Oh, well, say
Cumberland Trail.
The Cumberland Gap is correct. What Stephen King novel, right up a librarian's alley here, tells the story of Ben Mears, who returns to his hometown to discover that the residents are becoming vampires.
Ooh, what a terrible book.
Stephen King.
Essex, Sussex, Warren.
Let's not do this.
We're Salem's Lot.
Salem's Lot is correct. Salem County. British royal family member Harry. What's his royal title?
He's the Duke of Essex. No, Sussex.
He's the Duke of Sussex is correct. Winston Zeddemore. What actor played Winston Zeddemore? He was the fourth Ghostbuster in the movie Ghostbusters. What actor played Winston Zeddemore? The fourth Ghostbuster. Ernie Hudson.
You say so.
What is the name of the freight hauling railroad company that operates in 23 states west of Chicago and New Orleans? Railroad Freight Hauling Company. The Union Pacific. What U.S. president died of a heart attack while in office?
And we just talked about him not too long ago. Warren Harding.
Warren G. Harding is correct. Molly Pitcher became a legend when she supposedly took her wounded husband's place and fought in the Revolutionary War. Which battle?
Battle of Monmouth.
Battle of Monmouth is correct. And then Marvin Gardens, Ventnor Avenue, and what other make up the yellow properties in the game of Monopoly?
Atlantic
Avenue is correct. And then finally, these are ten. These 10 questions have part of their answer contains something to do with camping, a word that you might see or something you might see while you're camping. What is the nickname for the state of Vermont?
Green Mountain State.
Very good. I was going to say, if you know French, Vermont is technically Green Mountain. The Green Mountain State is correct. Russian roulette figures prominently in the plot of what 1978 movie? Might have won Best Picture. Russian roulette, you know what that is, right?
Yes.
Prominent plot point in this movie. The Deer Hunter. Did you ever see The Deer Hunter?
No. I know Robert De Niro was
in. Yes. And they were, when they were captured over in Vietnam, they were forced.
Yeah, I was watching the Muppet movie in Greece at that time.
Ridge, dome, and tunnel are types of what? Tents. A tent. That's something you see on a camping trip, Jennifer. Okay, give me the next line from this famous piece of poetry. The librarian, see if she gets this. Poems are made by fools like me.
But I shall never see a tree as lovely as thee, Joyce Kilmer from New Brunswick.
Well, you got the right poem, but the line is, but only God
can make a tree.
Can make a tree. What is the name of the train system that connects Manhattan with Newark, Hoboken, and Jersey City?
Path.
The path is correct. What type of animal was the United States Forest Service's mascot, Woodsy, and what was his catchphrase? Do you remember Woodsy?
Yes.
Okay.
He was an owl.
He was.
Give a hoot, don't pollute.
That is correct. And then what ballet features the characters Siegfried, Wolfgang, and Odette?
Swan Lake.
Swan Lake is
you
correct.
You think you can see a swan camping?
You can see a lake camping.
Oh, a lake, yes. Oh, boy. I go for, like, the least obvious.
Not even one. I didn't know. Not even one.
Okay, so that's...
Tent was kind of a definition rather than a...
Like was there a camping item in the answer?
Yes.
Well, then there you go.
But you could have said, like, Erie Hudson. Never mind. Okay.
I did say Hudson earlier.
I know.
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson. So are you thinking you're going to like doing your radio show?
I think so.
So Tori's radio show, when is it going to start, Tori?
It would start September 5th, I believe, 4th or 5th, whatever that Thursday is.
And it's going to be Thursdays at 10 a.m. right before our show.
Right. So you'll have to, you can listen to Tori, put up with us for an hour, and then move on to Jim Gano.
Yes. So the bridge between Tori and Jim Gano is us. So you just got to hang in there for that hour. But otherwise, I think we're pretty much done with today's show. What do you think, Jennifer?
I think so. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. official confirms Iran shooting down an American drone with a surface-to-air missile. That official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the drone was taken out in international airspace near the Strait of Hormuz. That contradicts Iranian media reports that the drone was in Iranian airspace at the time. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the nation next week aims to send a signal.
It's, you know, sending a signal that you may get in, but you're not getting in for long, and you're going out.
The president in that Fox News interview suggesting that Democrats are to blame for the increased number of illegal immigrants, blaming Dems for not fixing asylum laws and loopholes in immigration law. A new USA Today poll concerning the Democratic White House hopefuls finds Joe Biden with a 15-point lead over Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
A Sacramento police officer loses her life in the line of duty, responding to a domestic disturbance call last night. Officer Tara O'Sullivan shot while the other officers were helping a woman collect personal belongings so she could leave her home. Deputy Police Chief Dave Poletta.
There are no words to convey the depth of sadness we feel or how heartbroken we are for our family of our young, brave officer.
The shooter kept officers pinned down for over 40 minutes while the wounded officer lay in a yard. She was later pronounced dead at a hospital. That man held police at bay then for 8 hours before he finally surrendered. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who want to come here illegally. He suggests Democrats are to blame for an uptick in illegal immigrants entering the country. The Labor Department says around 216,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 6,000 fewer than last week. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The FDA is urging e-cigarette makers to look into safety issues after a Nevada teen broke his jaw from an exploding vape pen. The incident happened last year, knocking out several of the teenager's teeth, and at least two deaths are blamed on e-cigarette explosions in the United States. The FDA says e-cigarettes explode when the lithium-ion battery inside a vape pen overheats. There's a new Connecticut lawsuit over transgender students in school sports programs. That story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Three high school track stars are suing because the state is allowing transgender girls, who are still physically boys, to compete against other high school girls. The three girls say this policy has cost them top finishes in several events and possibly college scholarships. Elias Defending Freedom is defending the athletes in a complaint filed with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. At least 17 states allow transgender high school athletes to compete without restrictions.
And authorities often warn against doing it, but officials in Riviera Beach, Florida, are paying $600,000 in ransom to hackers who took control of the city's data last month. That happened when employees clicked on malicious emails opening the door to the hackers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.